Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Jeremy's out this morning. KUP deployment is going on, and on the sheet I have, he's at a Safeway that's on McDowell, somewhere between 3rd Street and 7th Street, even though it's just 7th Street and McDowell. It couldn't be easier to find.
Yeah, it's just right on the corner.
Why does it say 3rd Street and 7th Street?
You're going to need to talk to Mark Randall.
Yeah,
head of promotion.
I agree. Somebody emailed me and said,
I realize you guys are just a voice in my head, but y'all midgets or something. That Safeway's normal-sized, Ralphie.
Yeah, Ralphie loves all the food places that are 5 blocks long. So Safeway is where you're at. This morning's a pretty good deal because we're kicking off KUP deployment. We start a little earlier this year because we assume we're going to have to go a little. Last year we started right around the beginning of October. But KUP deployment is for our troops in Arizona stationed overseas, and we're going to send them packages from home on Veterans Day, which is the 11th of November. We package it all up. We put it in the mail. We get it out to the people. With the help of the Guard and all the military people here are letting us know where the Arizona troops are. And, Jeremy, you're the first day of it. People can come by. The list is at 98kupd.com. You can go to our wish list through Amazon, I believe, right there on our website, and you can buy it there, and it goes in and
ships
right to us, and then we package it and we put it in.
You don't even have to touch it.
If you want to go grab some free stuff from Jeremy, we'll find out what he's got right now, and then you can help us out with that. What's going on, Jeremy?
That's right, Johnny. We are out here at the Safeway, McDowell and 7th Street. It's just on the corner. You don't have to look around, according to Mark Randall, unfortunately. But we got things kicked off pretty good. About a half a box of donations so far.
Nice.
We're not focusing on anything important today, just the basics. Full-size wipes, crew-length socks, disposable razors, any of the toiletries. Just no aerosols. And then next week, we'll try to focus on a certain item each week to get loaded up.
Perfect. Yeah. And so, like, today is just a free-for-all, but we could say, like, toiletries, dental stuff.
Those socks.
Those socks are huge. If Safeway's got a bunch of those crew socks, that's great, too. But just,
throw golf balls at Jer.
If Jeremy can catch it, he'll send it to the troops. Jeremy will stand. You know what?
Golf balls is on the list. I don't know why.
I'm going to get with my friends at the Biltmore Golf Course, and I'm going to put you in a suit that's got baskets all around it, and you'll run around the driving range, and then everything you catch we'll send to the troops.
We'll get our partners in the canine unit. We'll get him in one of those canine suits and have him run around.
Well, if it doesn't stick to him, it doesn't matter. We need him to walk around with buckets.
Well, no, you can put buckets on him.
You want some pelted.
I want him hit. I don't care about this canine suit. That would still hurt, by the way. That canine suit wouldn't. Anyway, I'm going to be nicer to you than Toledo, Jeremy. I'd like you in some sort of a cage where the buckets are catching the balls. And then you can scoop them all up. So there you go. 7th Street and McDowell this morning. What do you got for the people from us? What are you giving away?
I got just normal stuff. I got some T-shirts. I got CDs, DVDs, T-shirts. I said T-shirts already. And I got the cool black biker bandanas with the skulls on it that you normally only get at bike nights. So stop by and get that. And they gave us some donuts to give away from the Safeway.
Oh, beautiful. So you got a little free meal. 7th Street, McDowell. That's where you're at. Jeremy will be nice to you. And you can see old Jer live and in person. There you go. Nice job, kid. We'll talk to you in a little while.
Thank you, sir.
Right, there you go. It's Jeremy out there all morning long at the Safeway for KUP deployment. Check it out, 98kupd.com. Right now, it's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends over at Hooters and Coors Light. And, of course, you can get it together for football. It's back tonight. Whether you watch the game at Hooters or at home, you can't lose.
Go Bengals!
Hooters wings and ice-cold Coors Light. And you're going to need a lot of ice-cold Coors Light to sit through tonight's game. If you go to Hooters, because Bengals-Browns is... That's a tongue depressor of a game right there. It makes the whole country just go...
Couple of gunslingers out there.
First-round picks battling. Oh, boy.
Going to be cracking the seltzers tonight? Or
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Limoncello.
You're going to have a couple of LaCroix, maybe a brisket brought over by a stranger. Yeah.
What flavor LaCroix is?
Limoncello.
Ooh.
Limoncello.
Limoncello.
So not lemon lime. It's actual, like,
yes.
Lemon.
It's the best.
What's the cello part?
It's Italian.
Yeah.
Right, bro?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a lemon liqueur.
Oh, only not.
Right.
It's just lemon. It's lemon
only
water.
Only seltzerized.
It's seltzerized, yeah.
Seltzer lemon water. Sounds great, though.
You can put some of that pop-off you like to drink in there.
Or just eliminate the seltzer part and guzzle the pop-off.
That might happen.
I made
the
that mistake.
Half.
Look, two nights ago, I made that mistake thinking I really like this cherry vodka and the Diet Dr. Pepper, and I ran out of Diet Dr. Pepper. So I filled the glass with cherry vodka, and I
did the job.
Oh, but halfway through it, I started getting kind of emotional. I'm not kidding. I started like having emotions, and like, I'm like, what's going on? I don't drink vodka straight, but half a glass of it and a good sized glass after, I'm like, I overdid it. I'm emotional. This is
you
not
know,
a good
Megan,
drunk.
Yeah, I just
wanted to let you know some stuff about me.
I'm kind of emotional. Anyway, Brady reported.
Good Thursday morning, T. Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Apple Dumpling Day.
Oh. All right. You say that
I
with a big smile.
I almost wanted to say the Apple Dumpling Gang, but yeah. It's the Apple Dumpling
well,
itself.
Isn't an apple dumpling just a apple pie?
No.
It's different.
It is.
Because the dumpling is individual, though, where a pie is a lot bigger.
Well, I know.
But a dumpling is an entire apple wrapped
tiny
in
apple
dough.
Pie. Yeah. It's the same way a fun-sized Twix is just a Twix.
Sure.
Right? Apple dumpling is an apple pie. It's just miniature.
Yeah, but there's a... Well, we're not going to get into it. So many different recipes on apple pies.
Sure, but... Yeah.
You can't
down.
Talk food and not let him
apple
get
apple crisp, just apple pie.
All right,
completely
I'm just
different.
Saying, for the most part,
how
it's just a
you.
Tiny apple pie.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, Brett, give
I
him
didn't
one.
Do it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. The official national sport of Turkey.
Running
is
from Greece.
Greece wrestling.
Oh, wow, I was almost there.
You're close.
Two guys cover themselves in olive oil
mm.
and win the match by pinning their opponent. And lifting him up and carrying him three steps.
So you're saying my neighbors are Turkish?
Maybe.
Because they do that seemingly every night in the backyard. I hear that Turkish wrestling going on.
You have to pick him up and carry him three
oh, yeah.
steps.
Michael has Troy above his head constantly. Throws him over the fence, over the turnbuckle. This is it, huh? Turkish wrestling. Oh, my God.
Where is he reaching?
Whoa! He put his hand on the other guy's pants, his greased up pants. Oil wrestling is Turkey's national sport. Men douse their bodies in olive oil and attempt to mount and pin their opponent. But that dude's hand was like, they go right into the pants.
For leverage.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Grab the handle
okay.
down there.
This is hot. And it's on gaiety.com, so I know for sure this is... They oil each other up and then they wrestle. Oh, man.
What the...
Is it bad that I'm kind of hard? These guys are sexy.
Yagliguris.
He's the old. It's the oldest sport. Oil wrestling dates back to ancient civilizations of Sumer and Babylon.
It's like the outtakes from the volleyball scene in Top Gun. They're all oiled up and everything.
Look at these beasts of men. They're everything I'll never be. You oil me up, I just look like I've like got a fever or something. Man. Well. That most certainly is...
Their pants weigh 26 pounds.
They do?
They're leather pants made from water buffalo.
They have no diversity in their sport. This is all white men rubbing oil on each other. This is hot. Brady, is this hot to you?
Oh, yeah.
This is sexy.
Yeah.
We should do this. Jeremy and Brett should do this. And they just do it in the middle of a field. There's no, like, sanctioned
yeah.
area. They just
yeah.
start doing this at a
no
park.
No turnbuckles, no nothing.
It's
got his hand down the ass.
Yeah, they love putting man. Their hands on the other guy's butt.
Man.
That's a move I would...
Occasionally slips in.
Of course it does. You're greased up. You can't help it. It's the whole point of the oil, I think. And then you pull it out and you put it under his nose.
The grundle.
Yeah, you grab him by the grundle and try to... I just love that it happens in the middle of a park that hasn't been mowed in months. Holy cow. Those are some good-looking gentlemen. I'm going to try to throw down.
Got to get a pair of water buffalo pants now.
I think I can do it.
I'm going to get them.
Just like oily people, I think. That's hot. Look at we have girl Turkish wrestling. That's hot. They're in great shape, too. I'm going to talk to the guys at Tactical Black and see if I can get Tony and I to do that. I think I can take them.
Eleanor Roosevelt refused to let Secret Service member travel with her when she was the first lady.
Because they'd have seen her being a lesbian. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But she just carried a pistol.
She guarded herself.
And her partner was.
Yeah, because Secret Service.
Her.
Right. But she couldn't go to stores and stuff with her girlfriend with Secret Service because they'd know. So she was on her own to hide her secret. She lived the lesbian double life back in the day, which is a fascinating story.
And then he had his secretary the whole time.
Yeah, he was banging his secretary the entire time. And I thought he was
friends.
Crippled.
It was
like an arranged
I guess, deal.
Whatever it was, they were happy. But I thought he was crippled. But evidently he had the
pretty bad
working dork.
Yeah, that was always working. But
do you know that John F. Kennedy spent most of his time in a wheelchair? His back was so bad. The only time
I knew he had a bad back, but I didn't.
When you'd see him standing, it was pretty much arranged for cameras and stuff because he couldn't walk.
That's pretty amazing. In the Roosevelt thing is the leg straps that they designed for him.
Yeah.
So on the inauguration, so he could take at least 5 steps. That was kind
yeah,
of the first
just keep
time.
Him,
no
keep him moving. Right.
It was just like back and yeah. He had to waddle back and forth to the.
His wife had a strap on too.
The lectern. I accept.
To put me down.
The best-selling video game in history is now.
It's got to be Minecraft, right?
Minecraft.
Yeah. Wow.
Roughly 200 million copies sold.
What was second? Was Grand Theft Auto on there?
Fortnite has to be there, but it's a free download, so I don't know if that's.
World of Warcraft's got to be there.
I was
going to
say World of Warcraft. What was that other one that everybody was nuts over for a while? That spacey one that kept having. It was an Xbox game.
Oh, Gears of War?
No, it was more space.
Halo?
Halo.
Oh, yeah.
Halo went nuts for. I don't know if it was ever that high, though. 200 million. Well, you told me earlier that Netflix has worldwide,
193 million subscribers.
Worldwide, which I guessed 400 because I thought China would.
And the reason that came out because. This past weekend, 8 times more than usual subscribers canceled. And they
think it's
because of that cuties thing.
Oh.
It could be one of the reasons. But for some reason, this past weekend, a bunch of people dropped their subscriptions.
200 million sales of a video game is incredible.
Only two NFL teams, Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars, have had fans in their stadiums. For week one. In the coming weeks, 6 other home teams have announced plans to allow fans in the stands. The real reason, money.
Oh, yeah.
So how much money are these teams losing? Who loses the most out of all the teams?
The Cowboys.
According to Forbes. Yeah,
look at the biggest
Cowboys.
Stadium.
Guess what they lose per game?
Well, let's see if they get... If they get to their 80,000 or 90,000 per game, and you're getting, let's say, $10 out of each person, outside of the tickets, you're looking at probably with ticket prices, you're probably losing $15
million? $77
million. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Per game.
That's a $616 million loss over 8 home games.
Wow.
The next one. After the Cowboys is the Patriots, and it drops to $39 million per game.
Wow. Well, how about that, too, is that they can go without fans because the TV deal covers their bills.
Yeah.
Like that, what you're hearing right there. Because I remember when Bidwell said that when they did personalized license seating, and they didn't have it at the Sundeville Stadium. And he said, I'm getting killed on this because that goes directly to me. I don't have to share that. That's not a revenue share thing, and I don't have the PLS seating there.
Yeah.
So that was the big reason for the new stadium. And then he actually said, with the new Fox deal, I don't have to worry if there's any fans there because they revenue share most of the regular seats. But then, you know, Jerry came in and changed everything into personalized seats.
So Patriots are second at $39
million.
That's amazing. Then New York Giants, $32 million. Houston Texans, $27 million. And then the Jets are $27
million. Oh, people are making come on Brett shirts. That's a good one.
I'll
I like
wear that.
That
one.
That one looks like a soccer shirt.
Yeah, I'd wear that.
Come on Brett.
We can order it. They sent us the link. They just did this on that T-shirt site, Custom Ink.
HMS on 98. I like that. Come on, Brett. It needs to be written in white, though.
In white?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if I
can't
be
yellow writing because it ruins the message. So, everybody, so come on, Brett.
Are all the teams breaking even then with the TV deal for the most part?
They cover, or? From what I understand, with the TV deals, they cover all their expenses complete. Every team is in the black after the TV deal. Oh, so man. Everything they get, concessions, ticket sales, jersey sales, anything there, they're in the black because it's all revenue shared. So everybody gets an equal amount. Some teams do better than others. Teams like the Steelers and I would imagine Green Bay and things like that.
Yeah.
Have stadiums that are just locked in. So the revenue share that goes across. But like jersey sales and things like that, the Great. Jags suffer, the Cards suffer nationwide because they don't sell. But like teams, Cowboys, Steelers, Patriots, Packers that have fans everywhere, that's where they really start making tons of money. So they really don't. I mean, it would be tough to take $500 million hit from just ticket sales and concessions.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh.
Also, you got to remember they're saving a ton of money on liability, probably gets cut back. They don't have anybody working there.
Nowhere close to the
revenue. No. But it's still, yeah. they're probably $100 million into paying for people of that $600 million that they're getting. They're probably $100
yeah,
million.
Yeah, what are they
into,
making yeah. on that? Yeah.
So, because you got, I don't know how many employees running around. The cleanup, the janitors aren't necessary.
It actually could be.
It's probably a good write-off for them, too.
Huge. I mean, it's losses. You're not, and it's not your fault. Yeah. So you probably do have something you can scribble out. I didn't think it would be that big a number, though. That's massive.
It's big. According to a new survey, people who eat peanut butter for breakfast are most likely to be passionate lovers.
I thought you were going
to
say fat.
The survey also found that people who eat a bowl of cereal are most likely to be a dependable person, and people who eat a banana are most likely to be stressed.
No kidding. What about 5 fun-sized Twix bars? Because that was my breakfast.
Didn't have that in there.
Just junk food.
At least a quarter of people skip breakfast every day, those people are most likely to be introverts.
Oh, my God. Nailed it. Yeah, I don't do breakfast unless it's...
During the week, not too often. Weekends, I'll...
We do every once in a while. We have the Allskate bag of McDonald's, but
yeah,
I don't need breakfast. I don't usually like eating until around noon.
According to another new study out of the University of Kansas, there's such a thing as a flirting face
Ooh.
That women make. Not a fake face. The researchers found pretty much every guy can spot it, too.
Oh.
Here's how they describe the flirting face. Your head is turned to one side and tilted down slightly.
Oh. Hi,
and you have a slight smile.
Hi, Brady.
There it is. And your eyes are locked on the person you're flirting with.
Get it, Caitlin?
I've never experienced this.
Most guys pick up on it.
Well, maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
There's no hope. I'm not getting any better. I doubt it. Some old lady, old women look at me like that because they think I'm their age.
Mexico's national lottery on Tuesday was set to create 100 millionaires with much hyped raffle game. The government tied to a luxury presidential jet slammed as a symbol of the corrupt excess
sure.
country. So the total prize money loosely represents the value of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner that President Andrew Lopez Obrador has.
Nailed it.
He promised to sell that to raise funds for social programs. It's part of his campaign.
Sure.
Mexico struggled to find a buyer for the jet. And the raffle was conceived as an alternative way to generating funds, specifically for the public health sector.
So a bunch of people bought raffle tickets to win this plane.
Who are buying the tickets? So the drawing, the children mixed balls in brass spheres, little brass balls together, and they televised it nationally.
Yeah.
100 winning combinations and a big spectacle. Happened Tuesday night. It was held at the headquarters of the National Lottery.
Everybody won.
Which was founded in 1770 by Spain. King Carlos III.
Who won the goddamn plane?
Well, before they do the drawing, there were only 70% of the tickets were sold.
Oh.
But then it was massive lines the night before. Sure. Got the people.
So procrastinating Mexico.
Yeah, no 30 one wins
people
the plane.
Oh.
It's basically he was going to sell the plane to fund the lottery. But instead of that.
Got it.
let's let people buy the tickets and fund the lottery again.
So we fund the lottery with the ticket
but,
sales.
Still stuck with the plane. Still for sale, but I got to use it while it's still for sale.
Who won the plane?
No one won the plane.
All right, I got it.
They listed the 100 people, which get 20. You get 20 million pesos, just
Brett,
under a million.
Does this story have an ending, do you think?
I'm waiting
for
it.
What's going on? Who won?
All right, that's it. Come on, let's go. Finish it up.
You put the paper down?
That's it.
Raul Ramirez.
You put the story down without
Jimmy Ortega.
I want to just here's a microphone on our entire audience. What's the end of this story?
Jose Jalapeno.
No, I'm not asking
about him. Was a winner.
That's just racist.
Jose Gonzalez.
Although, that guy named Jose Jalapeno just went, "I won." Oh, he was kidding with bigotry. What was the end of that?
It looks like the point of it is it looks a little corrupt to begin with.
It's Mexico.
Right, but they're trying to change that.
You know what Mexico is Spanish for?
Judgmental of you.
Chicago.
You don't know
yeah, exactly. Mexico means Chicago in English. It's corrupt. Of course it's corrupt. It's Mexico. They don't have.
We're all winners.
There's no such thing as the up and up down in old Mexico.
They're trying to fix that.
So there is no winning.
Trying to fix
yeah,
what?
Yeah, they had 100 winners.
So then
it's okay.
Then it was on the up and up.
Mike Hawk just sent in. I'm lost on this Mexico lottery story.
Right, right. Nobody understood it.
We're 100
That's
winners.
The Seinfeld no showing up to collect.
You know what
money.
I've learned from Brady's terrible Mexico story? That Spain started a lottery in the 1700s.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
King Carlos III.
Okay, great. Not worth it. I like the idea that this plane was involved. There was a lot of extra information.
If you're looking for a little getaway and you want to spend a beautiful beach, Racine, Wisconsin.
That's beautiful.
Not kidding. A guy walks the beach every morning.
In Racine?
Yep, in Racine. And he looks for the beach glass, which is, I believe, when lightning strikes the sand, it creates a glass.
I have no idea.
And he makes art out of these objects that he finds. Well, he noticed a square box that was washed up on the shore, and it was wrapped in aluminum foil. And he's like, well, what could be food or something? Or
Scott Peterson's
open
work.
Open it up. It's a brain.
It was Scott Peterson's work.
And wrapped in aluminum foil. And it
human
had,
one?
It had kanji letters, Chinese letters around it, and some flowers. And now the authorities have taken it. They're trying to identify it, make sure to see if it's a human brain.
Yeah.
They haven't said whether or not that
is. We just got this part of the story so far.
Yeah. So.
That's the guy that won the Mexico lottery.
Yeah, exactly.
The cartel got his ass.
Already threw him in a race.
That belonged
lake.
To Jose Jalapeno.
On a stick.
Aren't human brains a little bit unmistakable in their shape?
Jeez, that's creepy. I don't know. What are you asking for?
It might not have been
broken apart necessarily since it was.
I don't know if you saw a brain laying around, you'd automatically think you know the species. I don't know. Human brains look like a certain thing we know, but
that's what I'm asking. Are all brains similarly folded? And
I think
all
wrapped up in tinfoil. I'd open it up and go, "That's definitely a brain." But could I tell if it was?
According
people?
To Jimmy Senda, he said when he saw it, the aluminum foil was wrapped in a pink rubber band and it popped open. It looked like a chicken breast at first.
Oh. Well, my first thought is this dude did it. Whatever is going on. Nobody finds a brain wrapped in tinfoil on a beach.
With
unless you're involved.
Mandarin characters printed on the.
He's the perpetrator. We're looking at him. You find a brain, I assume you put the brain there.
I'm sure they're questioning Jimmy Senda.
Yeah. That's weird.
This is kind of cool. In Shandong, China, there's a video, a little picture that's gone viral. It looks like the Harry Potter castle floating in the clouds. They're saying it's a reflection from the cityscape, basically, into the clouds.
From Vegas?
No, in Shandong.
Oh. Which one?
Shandong.
So their clouds are so moist, it's like a sky lake.
Huh?
No, that's Harry Potter's. You're going on the tracks and getting off on 11 and a half, I think. That's weird. Wouldn't that have happened like a bunch?
Yeah,
if that wasn't a
think it would happen multiple times.
Like that is a like when Monty Python floated by on, or it's, you know, it's like Avatar, the islands that are floating in the sky. That's creepy.
A study out of Rutgers University found if you own a glass coffee table, get rid of it.
No kidding.
Glass tables cause over 2.5 million injuries a year.
No kidding.
Wow.
And kids are more likely to hurt themselves than adults.
Sure.
But researchers looked at over 3,000 cases. Here's a couple of the stats. The groups that hurt themselves the most, little kids and young adults in their early 20s. 55% of
college
injuries
students,
involve
drunks.
Deep yeah. cuts.
Yeah. It's glass.
Tripping over a glass table, most likely. The body parts you're most likely to hurt on glass table injuries, your wrist, hands, and fingers. But not always from putting your hand through the glass.
Right. Speaking of deep cuts, Trip? He loves deep cuts.
Men are more than twice as likely as women to hurt themselves on a glass table.
Well, a good-sized woman will go right through a table, but a regular woman will just land on the table.
Whoa, I'm lucky.
Yeah, if they don't break it. A man, you start getting him like 175-plus pounds, going to blow right through a glass table. I've never liked glass. We had glass inset when I was a kid, and it was so thin. Like we used to have to pick it up to clean it, like you get it out of its little insert.
So loud.
And well, no, this stuff was lit, like it was tiny. So you'd have to pick it up and like Windex it from either side, but it was paper thin. And it was just, if you ever put your hand to that, it would just slice you to bits. We had them all over the house. I think my parents were trying to kill me.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. The first one, this happened in July, but the video has gone viral now. A woman sitting on a city bench in Rochester, New York, when the garbage truck came by and the claw comes out.
Picked her up?
Snags the can and the bench
a
little bit.
Oh, because she's big?
No.
Oh. They just thought she was garbage.
Yeah.
This video from earlier this summer shows the claw of a City of Rochester garbage truck uprooting a bench and tossing a person on it. City operations officials claim they were never told about this incident by the driver. In the video, the hydraulic claw on a truck is seen trying to snag a public garbage can on South Avenue.
The
claw
bench.
Hooks a bench in the process, pulling it up on the sidewalk and throwing the woman sitting there. Officials say this happened in late July, and they found out about it in late August. They're trying to track down the woman in the video as they don't know if this person was hurt.
Did they blur it out?
They blur it out because her hooey came out.
Yeah.
She stood up like a slut.
Grundle exposure.
Yes, her grundle popped out. That'll happen when the garbage can tries to... the garbage man tried to toss her.
Please, you know, contact us, 311.
Contact us?
Contact us, come on.
Oh, my God.
It chucked her. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
Really?
Well, there's guys whose first day it is to pick up the thing, so they're probably knocking down mailboxes and stuff.
Yeah, they don't pull up just exactly right.
Oops. Let's get out of here.
I uprooted 5 mailboxes.
Yeah, I threw an old platinum-haired woman across the streets here.
It's amazing how long the cans can last, but rarely you're getting 2 years
really?
Out of the plastic
my
cans.
My can's cracked in three
no
places.
Yeah.
Yeah, my can hasn't even lasted.
It's the best sentence I've ever heard in my life.
How's your grundle holding?
I want to Turkish wrestle you now. There's so much to grab. Like a crack can. Yeah, I don't pay attention to my garbage can that much to know if the top fell off of it, but that was because I left it open during a storm.
The other one, I don't know if you sent it to Toledo or not, but it's the old guy that's washing his hands at a convenience store. He thinks it's the hand sanitizer dispenser, but it's actually the Slurpee.
It's Slurpees.
Machine.
He's opening up the Slurpees and hand sanitizer because he's bombed.
The sun.
Yeah. What? I don't know if you can find it. It's not that great. It's pretty funny. There goes a garbage truck. Maybe that's why they front load now for the dumpsters because they kept finding old ladies.
Well, if they would have done that, there would have been no issue because the lady would have been gone.
Right. It had gotten
dumped her. The whole thing.
The big mistake was not finishing the job. I mean, if you're going to dump an old lady into the garbage, you got to get it done right. Yeah. Yeah. This old man takes his...
Flipped her a 5 for the drink that she had in her hand. I'm so sorry.
Sorry about that, ma'am. He spilled it. Yeah, this old man's bombed, and he's in a convenience store, and he wanders in and starts sanitizing. All right, and then it's a kiddie commercial. Never mind. You get it. We'll put him up on our Facebook page. There you go. That, my friends. There he goes. There. And he is trashed. And the Slurpee machine's right there by the door. You better clean up COVID. And he uses a cherry. He's got it all over himself.
Hold.
Freezing hand sanitizer.
And he just spins in circles around the hand sanitizer, Willie. He's
drunk enough to put on a mask.
That's beautiful. Yeah. You get that bombed. I don't know if I've ever been. I've been emotional. I've never used. Although I did use that gut health stuff as hand sanitizer at the house for a few days.
What's
Megan had a bucket of this probiotic, and you take a shot of it, and it was a pump.
It has a pump?
Yeah, it had. It was a big bucket, and it was.
What
just
direction did it spray?
Yes.
Inward.
Outward?
Inward. No, it's everything sprayed out. Inward would suck it in. Idiot. So you hit it. All I'm saying is I want a pump that doesn't bounce off my hands and right to my genitals. I don't know why that's constant for me. That one in the – every pump I've ever done, the sanitizer hits my hands and then shoots some speckles down onto my khakis. And I'm walking around like I just peed a little bit, which I hate. So, yeah, so I was using this stuff every morning. I'm like, that is really liquidy. And then I went back and read the thing like after 3 days, and it said promotes good gut health. And Megan's got the stomach thing, so she's been taking these shots and – like, I've been using that as hand sanitizer
for expensive.
About 3 or 4 days. I didn't think of that, Brady. Please. You got to get your head out of this frugality thing. Not every story ends with a price tag. What did that run a guy? I don't know. 7 cents a pump? You've got a good job. You act like you're homeless.
No, I got a bitch part I got out.
You got to get to know how much that would have cost to fill that gut health stuff. 405 pumps per bucket.
Squirt it in your gut.
You did about 4. Jeez. Why don't you just flush your change?
Anyway. So I've used stuff that isn't hand sanitizer as hand sanitizer. All I'm asking for is a pump that isn't so aggressive that it sprays all over me.
Makes the me Holmberg look, pump.
I got the pecker trails all over my pants every time I try to sanitize because that thing shoots. I did it at a restaurant. You put your hand under that Purell thing. It's supposed to be... It fires off this thing. It's like a fireworks display in my hand. Psh, splashes down, and I'm looking. I'm like, I got sanitizer right in my dick.
Go easier on the press down, John. Gentle.
They have it written on. Back me up. They have it written.
Oh, yeah. Big letters
on the one
now.
In the kitchen, you know, slow. And you go slow, slow, slow. And then it goes, and it throws up all over at some certain point. And it hits your hand and sprays all over your balls. And it doesn't hit anything but your balls. I walk around. I had to hide my genitals walking out of that kitchen the other day because it looked like I – jerked off all over the place and just walked out. I had gunk all over me.
People are used to that.
Oh, I know, but when it's real, I don't mind. I don't want people to think I'm nuts. I can go in and get a sweet and salty out of the vending machine without beating it.
Can a guy get a can of tuna?
I mean, sure. Can I get a can of tuna without looking like I just, you know, Turkish wrestled? We'll talk to Jeremy in a little bit. He's out there this morning for KUP deployment at 7th Street in McDowell at the Safeway this morning. We'll chat with him. Adam Carolla is going to call us in just a little bit, too. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98 KUPD.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.